Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Mesechus Shabbos, Daf Kuf Vav. This is going to be an abbreviated session because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Abbahu taught a brisa that states, Kol makalkalim beturin chutz mechovu umavir. All who act destructively are pater except for one who wounds a person or burns something. The Gemara points out that this contradicts our mission that states all inclusively, Kol makalkalim beturin, all who act destructive are pater. The Gemara answers that the Brice is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a person's chai for wounding and burning even when those acts are purely destructive. His source for wounding is based on the fact that the Torah permits bris milah on Shabbos, which implies that for ordinary wounding, one is liable. His source for burning is that the Torah prohibits burning a bas kohen who committed adultery on Shabbos, which implies that ordinary burning makes one liable. Point number two, the next mission the Perek introduces Malchokas Tanaim regarding the Malach of Tzad, trapping. Rav Yehuda says that one is chayav v'chatzur trapping a bird by driving it into a closet or a deer by driving it into a house. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Yehuda regarding the deer and say that it's also considered trapping if one drove it into a garden, courtyard, and enclosures, which are called beivarim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that not all enclosures are the same and introduces the following klal. Mechusar tzeda pater, sheinu mechusar tzeda chayav. If the animal still lacks trapping, meaning that it's difficult to take hold of, then one is pater. If it does not lack further trapping, then one is chayev. And point number three, Abai asks Rabbi Yosef to clarify the difference between two cases in our brisa, where it was stated that one who traps a blind or sleeping deer is chayev, whereas one who traps a lame, old, or sick deer is pater. Rabbi Yosef replied that blind and sleeping deer are prone to slip away when they sense a person's there, whereas the lame, old, or sick deer do not. Rav Sheshes further clarifies that another brisa that stated that one is chayav for trapping a sick deer was referring to a deer sick with fever that can run away, thereby catching it when it's trapping the animal. However, the brisa that states that one is pater was referring to a deer sick with fatigue, which is not able to run away, and therefore it's considered as if it's already trapped. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Abbahu taught a brisa that states, Kol makalkalim beturin chutz mechovu umavir. All who act destructively are pater except for one who wounds a person or burn something. Gemara points out that this contradicts our Mishnah that states all-inclusively, kol makalkalim peturin, all who act destructively are pater. The Gemara answers that the Brice is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a person's chai for wounding and burning even when those acts are purely destructive. His source for wounding is based on the fact that the Torah permits bris milah on Shabbos, which implies that for ordinary wounding, one is liable. The source for burning is that the Torah prohibits burning a bas kohen who committed adultery on Shabbos, which implies that ordinary burning makes one liable. Point number two, the next mission the Perek introduces the Malchokas Tanaim regarding the Malach of Tzad, of trapping. Rabbi Yehuda says one's chai v'chatzur for trapping a bird by driving it into a closet or a deer by driving it into a house. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda regarding the deer and say that it's also considered trapping if one drove it into a garden, courtyard, or enclosures, which are called beivarim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that not all enclosures are the same and introduces the following rule. Mechusar tzeda pater, sheinu mechusar tzeda chayev. If the animal still lacks trapping, meaning that it's difficult to take hold of, if it does not lack further trapping, then one is chayev. And point number three, Abaya asks Rabbi Yosef to clarify the difference between two cases in a brisa, where it's stated that one who traps a blind or sleeping deer is chayev, whereas one who traps a lame, old, or sick deer is pater. Rav Yosef replied that blind and sleeping deer are prone to slip away when they sense a person's there, whereas the lame, old, or sick deer do not. Rav Sheshes further clarifies that another brisa stated that one is chayev for trapping a sick deer was referring to a deer sick with fever that can run away, therefore by catching it, one is trapping the animal. However, the brisa that states that one is pater was referring to a deer sick with fatigue, which is not able to run away, and therefore it's considered as if it's already trapped. All right, so now we go to our Simon for Kuf Vav, and there were essentially two sets of simanim. A lot of great suggestions. We had the ones who read the Kuf Vav as Ko or Ku, as in cocoa, cookies, cuckoo birds, cuckoo clocks, Cuban cigars, ice cubes. We also had other suggestions went along the line of a Kuv, a line, like a bus line, a scrimmage line, a leader of the line, someone drawing the yellow line on the highway, or the linebacker, or telephone lines, or someone who said the yellow line in front of a roller coaster, and the international date line. I'm actually going to go with a Kuv suggestion, but I'm going to use a suggestion that came from two people, Rabbi Sam Fromson from London and Jason Selesny from Herzliya, who both suggested a tightrope walker walking a thin line. So we're going to use a tightrope walker walking a thin line as our sim for Kuv. So thank you, Rabbi Fromson and Jason Selesny, for our tightrope walker, a thin line, our sim for Kuv Vav. So here goes. The tightrope walker holding fire was nervous about falling and wounding or burning the spectators below that were watching next to an enclosure of trapped deer, many of them sick, lame, and old. Once again, in slow motion. The tightrope walker, that means Ron Duff, Kuvav. The tightrope walker holding fire was nervous about falling and wounding or burning the spectators below, which reminds us, Rabbi Abo taught a brisa that states, Kol makalkulin between chutz mechovu umavir. All who act destructively are putter except for one who wounds a person or burns something. The Gemara points out that this contradicts our mission that states all-inclusively, Kol makalkulin between. All who act destructively are putter. The Gemara answers that the brisa is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a person's chayav for wounding and burning even when those acts are purely destructive. His source for wounding is based on the fact that the Torah permits bris mila on Shabbos, which implies that for ordinary wounding, one is liable. His source for burning is that the Torah prohibits burning a bas kohen who committed adultery on Shabbos, which implies that ordinary burning makes one liable. So the tightrope walker holding fire was nervous about falling and wounding or burning the spectators below that were watching next to an enclosure of trapped deer, which reminds us, the next mission in the parak introduces Malchukas Tanaim regarding the Malach of Tzad of trapping. Rav Yehuda says one is chayav achatz for trapping a bird by driving it into a closet or a deer by driving it into a house. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Yehuda regarding the deer and say that it is also considered trapping if one drove it into a garden, courtyard, and enclosures. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that not all enclosures are the same and introduces the following rule. Mechusar tzeda pater, she'en mechusar tzeda chayav. If the animal still lacks trapping, meaning that it's difficult to take hold of, then one is pater. If it does not lack further trapping, then one is chayav. So the tightrope walker holding fire was nervous about falling and wounding or burning the spectators below. They were watching next to an enclosure of trapped deer, many of them sick, lame, and old. Which reminds us, Abai asked Rav Yosef to clarify the difference between two cases in a braisa where it was stated, the one who traps a blind or sleeping deer is chayev, whereas one who traps a lame, old, or sick deer is putter. Rav Yosef replied that blind and sleeping deer are prone to slip away when they sense a person is there, whereas the lame, old, and sick deer do not. Rav Sheshes further clarifies that another braisa had stated that one is chayev for trapping a sick deer was referring to a deer sick with fever that can run away. Therefore, by catching it, one is trapping the animal. However, the braisa that states one is putter was referring to a deer sick with fatigue, which is not able to run away, and therefore it is considered as if it's already trapped. So once again, the tightrope walker holding fire was nervous about falling and wounding or burning the spectators below that were watching next to an enclosure of trapped deer, made them sick, lame, and old. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Shabbos.